Now time for our ACCHS Coaches Insight program here on Acare 93.7 FM, getting you set for high school football tomorrow night, presented by L&L Construction and Taco John's. We're joined by the head coach of the Tigers football team, as always, Cody Tettmeyer, here for a couple of minutes, and we appreciate it, as always. Very impressive last week, Coach, on the road at ACCHS, a big win of 60-0. Just the initial thoughts and takeaways from that game.
We did not see that coming, I'll tell you that. We thought the whole time, we knew we were capable of that. But we really thought, you know, watching film, Oski looked very aggressive. They got off the ball really well. They ran their offense very well the last couple games, and we were kind of nervous going in, and man, we came out ready to go, and the boys did a great job from the start. And we never had a doubt that we weren't going to win that game.
Well, it just looks like, again, from an outside perspective, you know, you look at the scores and see how things have played out through the first month, that it is clear that that was the most complete game that your team has put together so far.
Oh, for sure. You know, going in the first couple weeks, you know, I think I said it earlier that we kind of forgot that we had some young guys and guys in new spots, and we weren't really sure what we were going to be yet, but we have really grown each week. And, you know, getting that first win at Valley Falls is big for us. And then we go into Oski and we continue to get better and really put one together Friday night.
I think one of the more important things for a team to be able to do, especially once you get into district play and then you get towards the end of the season, is just having a little bit more balance in the offense. And that's what you guys were able to do against Oskaloosa. Your quarterback, Cody Falk, again, very efficient, 8-10 passing, 184 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Your rushing attack, again, nearly 150 yards, averaging about 6 yards a carry. So if you can do that consistently, especially in district play down the stretch, you're going to put yourself in a good spot.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of our big thing is we want to spread the ball around. We've got a lot of guys that can make plays, and we want to get it in their hands. You know, there's unfortunately a couple times where we kind of had to throw because we had bad snaps or penalties or whatever the case, and offensive line did a good job of creating a pocket and giving Cody time, and Cody did a great job of finding the guy. And once they got the ball in their hands, they did a great job of getting downfield.
How would you assess the team so far? We're halfway in, 4 games into the regular season, 4 games to go, but now we are really into district play starting tomorrow night. But you started out 0-2, a couple of losses to McLouth and Riverside, but you've bounced back with big wins. So you sit here at 2-2, obviously a great start in district play. How do you assess the first month of the season?
You know, it probably didn't go quite as we wanted it to, but like I said, we are improving each week. We're getting better. You know, the guys are starting to work well together, starting to gel and mesh together really well. And they kind of understand that, you know, we got to get better every week. And that's kind of the goal. Just focus 1 week at a time and get better every day.
Cody Tettmeyer, ACCHS head coach, joining us here a couple more minutes, brought to you by L&L Construction and Taco John's. Atchison County Community High School, of course, in Sabetha tomorrow night, a district contest in Class 2A. I just want to get your overall thoughts on this district. You know, Sabetha, obviously a 3-1 team. They've made the semifinals in the classification each of the last 2 years. And then Nemaha Central, you know, it goes there with the two-time defending champs. Royal Valley's a good team, and Oskaloosa, who you just saw. But I would say one of the more top-tier districts here in Class 2A.
Yeah, I think I said it last week. It seems like it doesn't matter where I go and coach at, we always somehow get stuck in a very, very tough district. And it's always teams, you know, maybe in the past we haven't been very good or they haven't been very good, but they always find a way to get better once I arrive or our coaching staff arrives. But it's very challenging. It's very tough. There are no weeks off, you know, kind of related to the Big 12. If you don't play well 1 week, you're going to get beat. It's a good thing because you get challenged every week, and that's really what helps your team grow. So I'd rather that than have a game where, oh, it's too easy. You know, if you want to be a good team, you got to beat good teams. So it's kind of a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Well, Sabetha, of course, they got some young kids too, and they graduated a huge class last year, but they kind of just essentially pick up where they left off. Again, sitting here at 3-1, you look at their games, they have 2 7-6 wins. They beat Holton in week 1 7-6. And then this last week against Royal Valley, 7-6 as well. They got a good win over Hiawatha, and then a 12-9 loss to Perry LeCompton back in week 2. They've just played some low-scoring, tight games. They got a really good defense, getting some guys going on offense. What kind of stands out about this Blue Jays team as you prep for them this week?
I mean, I think you nailed it. Their defense is obviously really, really good. There's guys all over the field that make plays. They're very disciplined and they're physical. They get off the ball. So, offensively, you know, they're good at what they do. Again, they get off the ball really well. They got some good size. Their backs are athletes. So it's tough. It's challenging. We are getting better every week. You know, we want to focus on Sabetha, and our goal there is to, you know, do what we do best and kind of move the ball up and down the field. I think it's going to be a game, a possession game. Whoever has the ball at the end might come out with a win.
What's the biggest obstacle you see from this Sabetha team that could pose problems, whether it's a certain aspect of the game on offense or defense or even special teams? I mean, is there one aspect of their game that you see is maybe a little bit concerning going into tomorrow night?
I mean, really, everything they do is concerning. Offensively, you know, we've had a few struggles where we snap the ball over our heads or get those penalties or whatever the case. And I think once you get backed up against a team like Sabetha, you're going to struggle to overcome that. Really going to struggle against any team to overcome that. But Sabetha something like that happens, they kind of feed on it and then you're kind of in trouble. When they're on offense, our defensive side of the ball, it's kind of the same thing. If they get a couple plays they like, they hit those plays until you can stop them. And if you can't stop it, you know, that's kind of what we ran into last year against Jackson Heights was they had a couple plays where we couldn't stop and we couldn't figure out, and they just kept running them. And that's kind of what worries me going into this week.
ACCHS football coach Cody Tentmeyer joining us again, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's as well, 2-2 right now. Two straight wins for the Tigers and a big one here in the Class 2A district coming up tomorrow night as they're at home against Sabetha. Of course, you could view it on the Sabetha channel. Courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes. Good luck tomorrow night.
Hey, thank you guys so much. We appreciate the coverage. Go Tigers.